daughter across the street. She makes her all her bread out of that she uses. And she is raises it.
She uses
the yeast that makes the bread raise.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to go through a certain process that she likes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mighty good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there are some kinds of pastry that have a hole in the middle.
Well, them are doughnuts.
And the kind that you have for breakfast with syrup?
What?
Some kind of a pastry you have?
Well, there's a slapjacks. Pancakes, we call them. Pancakes or slapjacks. Because you just mix up the dough and slap them in the skillet until they break, and turn them over and bake both sides. There you have them. Butter and molasses.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you had some flour in the kitchen. You might buy, and you ran out, you might go to the store and buy five how do you buy flour? Mm-hmm. By the pound, I guess.
Well, yes, you do.
You say to the grocery man, I want 5 of flour.
Well, I don't know whether, I think the grocers will sell small batches of flour, 10 pounds.
What's inside 50, the middle? You have an egg, it has a shell, and has a white, and what's the other part?
Well, rye flour is a kind
no,
of...
No, I'm talking about eggs now. Eggs?
Huh?
Eggs. I'm talking about eggs now.
Hedge?
And no, eggs. Chickens lay eggs.
Oh, eggs.
The egg has a shell, and it has a white part, and what's the center part?
Well, yolk. That is a yellow egg. Yes, the name is yolk.
Mm-hmm. And what color is the yolk?
Huh?
What color is the yolk?
Yellow.
All right. And how do you fix eggs to eat?
How?
Yeah, what different ways do you make
eggs? Well, you can fry them or boil them.
And you have then, when you say you're going to serve them after you boil them, you say, would you like some...
Yes,
what?
And then the shell will be still on them.
And you call that we're going to have some what for breakfast? We're going to have
when you boil an egg, you call it boiled eggs. And the shell is generally on them.
Mm-hmm. Any other ways of...
when you fry them, the egg out of the shell.
Suppose you pour it in water and cook it in water.
What?
Break the shell.
Well, yes, all right, that's called... I know what you call that. Huh? Poach them. When you put them in water, cold water, cook them.
Uh-huh.
Without the shell. It's poached eggs.
Now what about, you go to the meat market and you buy meat from the, a man who works behind the meat counter is called a what? Or what do you do with a hog? When you want to eat the hog, you have to do what? You've got to...
Why, he's got to be butchered.
Okay. And when you grind up a lot of the meat and make something...
Well, that's sausage.
And if the meat stands around too long, it's apt to get...
moldy.
Do you ever have any other way of saying that?
Now I'll tell you, you can keep it from it if you put on the right ingredient.